Check, check, 1, 2. People meeting, people making memories. We're at San Marcos Academy Baptist recruiting for our podcasting program. No bites just yet. No bites just yet. Gave an overview in the lobby. It's a smaller school. We have all our dates set up. Ms. Howe from, she's the upper grade principal for San Marcos Academy. She okayed the visit. We are okayed to go with KZSM, San Marcos 104.1 with Rob, shout out. But right now, we just need kids, man. We need individuals who want to start their podcast, you know? So that's what we're going to work on.
My name is Andrew. I'm from San Marcos Academy, and I'm with the Boys and Girls Club.
All right, we're at San Marcos Academy Baptist with, who are you?
Preston.
Copy that, copy that. And what grade are you in, good sir?
I'm a freshman.
You're a freshman. We spoke a little bit earlier. You said you thought about potentially starting a podcast, correct?
Yes.
So, let's backtrack. What type of podcast do you listen to?
Usually, I just listen to a podcast my mom listens to, which is like Dateline or Murder History type stuff.
Oh yeah, the crime stuff is always engaging. Yeah. So, now let's jump forward. Let's say you have your own podcast, right? What would the name of your podcast be, and what would you talk about? Like, what would be the theme of your content?
So for the name, I'm not so sure yet, but the theme definitely would probably be like the how to like connect with people with autism, since I have autism.
How to connect with people with autism, for sure. Yeah, have a seat. Give me 1 second. What were you talking about again? If you had your own podcast, what would be the content of your podcast?
So, for me, since I want to kind of show everybody, it may, like, even for parents to understand, like, if their child has autism, like, make an autism, like, podcast showing, like, how it may come off to them as, and why it's not always good to say this about them, this.
So what it sounds like, you want to educate the community about what it is, what it is, what it's like, and what it feels like. So everybody can understand, so there's no name calling or any misconceptions.
Yes.
Education and awareness is everything. That right there already, that content is educating, it's entertaining as well, and also engaging. Beautiful, beautiful. Let's move on to my boy. I'm not going to say because I don't know you yet. Yeah. Who are you, sir? Talk to me.
Well, my name is Eli. Not much. This is my first year at this school.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm just hanging out, making some new friends, and yeah.
Where were you last year?
Last year I was homeschooled for 2 years, and then year before that, my freshman year, I was from public school since like first grade.
What was that transition like? For the people who don't know, what is the difference from like homeschooling to a public school or a private school? What does that feel like?
Yeah, but since I've been in all three, it's definitely interesting. Like when I was in homeschool, you know, I had a lot of time on my hands, and we took a lot of time to travel and like spend time with our family and stuff, and a lot of like solo learning.
Yes.
But I like private school because it's right in the middle.
Correct.
Public school is very like there's so many people, and like it wasn't really like hands-on learning with the teachers. Like the teachers, there was 40 kids in one class,
so
it was hard to have like one-on-one with the teacher. But private school, there's like that nice mix.
Yes.
And I really like that.
I talked to you guys out there a little bit about if you had an idea about a podcast or if you wanted to start a podcast. What are your thoughts about that, Eli?
I think that'd be a great idea. I think this generation has a lot of things to say, so I think we got to
Would these individuals be who you would start the podcast with, or would it be a solo mission?
No, of course. I think these individuals are perfect.
Oh, the boys. Okay, the boys in the building.
The boys,
okay,
exactly.
Right, let's meet the boys.
All right, of course. Yeah, let's go.
So my name's Abel.
Abel.
My name's Will.
Will.
My name's Andrew.
Andrew, okay. What would be the content? What would you talk about? What's something you guys always talk about?
One of my favorite podcasts is Bad Friends.
Can you get a little bit closer?
Yeah, one of my favorite podcasts is Bad Friends. If I were to do one, it'd probably be content like that. Then.
Oh, Okay, Will. How about you? What would be like the name of the podcast? What were the things, what are some things you guys talk about?
Honestly, I think that there's so much like drama at the school. We'd probably start talking about that.
The tea at the school.
It's like all we'd be talking about is what everyone's talking about.
Okay.
Only nice stuff, though.
Yeah. Gotta keep it real.
Realistically.
Is that reality, though?
No, all nice stuff.
That's not reality. So my thing is, you can talk about the things that are low frequency, but it's a way of talking about it, you know? It's a way of talking about it, you know?
Like coming in with a good...
We don't want to slander.
Come in with good intentions.
Yes. So your intentions with talking about the negative is, I want to fix this problem. Solution-based. So if you come that way, then you could talk about it. But if you come at it like just gossiping,
exactly,
that's going to be low frequency, and that's going to rub people the wrong way. So again, going back to the educate, engage, educate, and
entertain.
If you come with the education part, that's like, I want to resolve this issue, then you can talk about that type of stuff. Talk to me, bud.
Well, what I was also going to say is that ties in also to the autism thing, as I have, which in some cases, a lot of people at this school have autism. So that might actually help a lot of people here, hearing that it's a person who has autism himself and not from somebody who doesn't have autism, hearing it from somebody who has experience.
I completely agree. Like, who plays sports here?
Yeah, we all do.
Okay. What else do you play?
I play baseball.
Baseball, okay. Who would you take more serious? The major league player or the guy that played soccer?
The major league player.
Exactly, all right. So most definitely, like if you are it, it's more powerful because it's coming from you, for sure. I love that, the T of the school. But there's a way of talking about the negative stuff, just be results-based. Like, how can we improve upon this? And if you lead it with a question, like whatever issue it is, pose it as a question. That puts it away from you, and it poses it to the
other
people, right? Yeah. So always pose it as a question. Questions are always key.
A conversation can like bloom off of that. If you just say like some, I guess like when you just say some blank like sentence or like statement. When you pose it as like a question, there's a lot more like
a lot
people
more
to get
legs.
Longer legs people to get their ideas in and like more like conversation to be.
I've done this at Navarro High School, Seguin High School, and we're gonna be a little bit everywhere, you know, promoting the program. So absolutely, you guys will get this.
Yeah, I have our number, so.
Copy that. You know what, before you guys get out.
Are you coming back?
That's cool. I used to go to Navarro, actually.
Did you?
Yeah, that was cool.
It's like a small little school, but I like it. Yes, I'll come. So for us to start the program, I need a minimum of 3 to 5 participants. So if you guys sign up today, then I can start, like, we're officially starting the program. We have the date, we have the space, we have the equipment, we have the people. So if you guys sign up today, yes, I'll be back to recruit more for others, but we can start with this group right here, honestly.
So how will it work, like, going on, like, will you be coming to our houses, or, like, how is this going to...
That's a great question. So how to work is... We choose a day. Let's say we choose Thursday. It would be bi-weekly, so every other Thursday, and it'd be an after-school deal. Because we linked up with KZSM St. Marcus, 104.1 Rob, he's agreed to not only use his space for you guys to create your podcast, but he's going to also show you how to run the radio station. And he'll come here, we'll be there. So like 1 week we'll be in the studio downtown, and the next week we'll be in here. So it'll be just hands-on learning with how to do the podcast, and as well how to run a radio station. So I'm very excited, man. To officially sign up, contact Ms. Howe. Give Ms. Howe your name, your age, your grade. Name, age, grade, and your emails, okay? And then I'll get that information, and then we'll get it going. Abel, talk to me right quick.
I really like relatable stuff, relatable people, like real people.
Okay. Like, do not hide the bad stuff on the rug. Like, actually talk about it.
For instance, give me an example.
Like, Emma Chamberlain, do you know her?
Who now?
Emma Chamberlain. Emma?
Emma Chamberlain?
Yeah.
I don't.
You do?
No, I don't. I'm sorry.
Well, she used to be like a YouTuber, but she went through bad stuff. So she like quit that for a little bit, and she went more into podcasts, cause like that was a way for her to like talk about her actual struggles.
Yes.
And I really liked it. Like, it was real and was relatable.
It sounds like personal development, improving, life lessons.
Mm-hmm.
Most definitely, because we need those. I mean, continuously. You know, you guys are gonna like each chapter that you reach. It's gonna be another plateau of emotional intelligence. You know that we're gonna have to employ. I know you guys got to get out of here.
Yep.
Leave your names, grade, and email with Miss Howe. Okay, Miss Howe will email that information, and then we'll be in contact. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Right. Before you guys get out of here, can you give me a quick soundbite?
My name's Eli Wright. I'm from San Marcos Academy, and I'm with the Boys and Girls Club.
And my name's Abel. I'm from San Marcos Academy, and I'm with the Boys and Girls Club.
My name's Will. I'm from San Marcos Academy, and I'm with the Boys and Girls Club.
My name's Andrew. I'm from San Marcos Academy, and I'm with the Boys and Girls Club.
Beautiful, man. Meeting people, making memories. I can't wait to see these guys. That's Will messing things up.
My bad.
Always messing things up, Will. I'm joking. Appreciate you, fellas. I'll see you soon.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, man.
No worries, man.
Hi, Mike.